minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak. We are at 45 degrees, temperatures beginning to rise, blue skies and sunshine, and it's going to be just a beautiful afternoon of weather, I do believe. But we are going to have the opportunity now this morning to visit with Dr. Margaret Brady with me this morning, the Healthy Tales Retreat, the Mill, the Millcade, Vision Shenandoah, Maloja LLC. I had to think about that.
Yeah, boy.
I mean, I had to think of it. It didn't roll off the tongue this morning.
Wow.
So
I don't add anything else to my list, or you're not going to be able to even introduce me, are you?
Well, no, and I will not. And I don't know how you would squeeze anything else in, to be honest with you.
Well, I got to be a fisherman pretty soon. You know, I've been thinking about, is it warm enough to fish yet? So, I don't know. I bet somebody's out there.
Well.
Have you heard any reports?
Absolutely. I got photos yesterday.
Oh, what were they catching?
Well, yesterday. I don't know.
Good crappies?
It was a Snapchat, so it's probably gone at this point. But it was a really nice bass.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know if I can, but yeah. And then I think people are out fishing.
Do you eat fish?
Oh, I love it.
See, I
love it.
I usually put some in the freezer, and then, you know, you kind
of
ration
last night,
it out.
As a matter of fact,
mine is all gone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, and you know, certain fish I like to eat better than other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you do too. You know, certain ones I think taste better, and I love crappie. You know, that's my very favorite.
Number one.
And so I'm like, oh, gosh, I've got to go catch some crappies. And I'm like, usually I'm kind of like picky, and I, you know, only keep the biggest ones. And I'm like, maybe I'll just catch a whole mess. Just to...
Yes. So anyway. Certainly this weather.
Makes you think about that a little bit.
You know, everything is open. And it looks just, oh.
Yeah, and you can see, so I always think I do best where the beavers have been coming in and out of the ponds.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that? Probably not.
I mean, I've fished a lot of different places around, so yeah.
In the this time of year before the brush has grown, you can really see the beaver tracks.
Uh-huh.
And I always think, well, they're dragging stuff in and out and brush in there. And so that's a good place where the fish are, because there's a lot of wood in the water. So I'm always, I'm marking the beaver trails. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll just kayak around and look for the beaver paths. Because later they get overgrown and you can't really see them quite as well.
I mean, this is the time of year. You're just fired up and ready to go.
Yeah, ready to go. Yeah, it's probably a little cold in my kayak. So
it'd be chilly, probably.
Put some extra warm clothes on, but it'll be good.
You bet. Absolutely.
So, pretty soon.
You know, that turkey season.
Turkey? Oh,
it is turkey season. So we're going to start now within our splits of turkey season. That's coming up here.
Okay.
So it's that time of year.
The birds are certainly, oh my gosh, they're back. And I saw another rooster pheasant on the way over this time.
Melanie and I went out for a little spin last night.
Yeah? What'd you see?
I saw two roosters.
Two roosters, yeah.
They were standing there just all
proud. Yeah,
proud,
they're all proud.
Be,
yeah,
thought, oh,
yeah,
look
looking
that.
For
that's
a girlfriend.
Cool. Yeah. So that
I love
was
how
cool.
Their feathers just really are glossy off the sun.
Full
isn't
plumage.
Yeah,
and it's
they're
just,
really
yeah.
beautiful birds. Yeah. yeah. So, very cool.
So.
And just... You know, I have that little Merlin app that tells me the birds. So, you know, you play the little game of what's in it. So this morning, there was 10 different birds singing as I was getting ready. I was like, oh, my gosh, listen to all those birds.
Isn't
and so
something?
There were 10. You know, they were all the, what I call the spring, you know, the finches, goldfinches and, you know, blackbirds and all the stuff that's kind of all around. But then there were robins and that stuff. So it's a beautiful time to get out there and just listen to the birds.
You know, Dr. Brady, we're surrounded by so many good things.
Beautiful
and so
things.
Much beautiful. I mean, it is, if you just take a minute.
Yep.
And just say,
just
pause,
breathe.
Just pause for a minute and look around you.
Yep. And, you know, and I live in town, so you don't have to go hunt the country. You know what I mean? That was just... in my backyard in the morning, you know, so you don't have to go drive a big distance to enjoy good things.
A lot of good things, you know, and all of our farmer friends, they're getting, they're fired up here. It's, you know, a little early yet, but.
Yeah, the things are green, you know, we had that nice rain last week and boy, the cover crops are really looking green. They look like a fresh little yard growing up in there. It's really nice.
Yeah. It's a beautiful time.
It's a beautiful time. Yep. I love to see, I love spring when, you know, you have that sense of from the brown to the, you know, the rebirth of life. That's always just a real positive time for me.
You go from the gray and this year it's been brown.
Yeah, it's just been brown.
It's been brown
this
year.
Not white, but brown. But yeah.
So do I need to be thinking about fleas? I mean, not me in particular.
Yeah. Well, just in case.
All right, depends on who you talk to, maybe.
who you snuggling up with.
Your
yeah.
pets. I mean, certainly.
We have
probably anything, right?
We have not had a very cold winter, which means a lot of the pests probably have not died. Like, you know, I told you last week we were seeing more allergies, itchy ears and licking their feet and scratching more than normal. So I think allergies, and so I think the fleas probably didn't really die. So I definitely think about fleas. It's time to...
The other thing, too, ticks come here in the spring. I mean, they get so bad.
And they're going to, you know, and they've got some really... Have you been following that with the cattle and those aggressive...
The screw worms?
Asian tick. No. There's an Asian tick, too, that's causing real problems with the... That get, like, way overpopulate and really just can do some damage. So there's some scary bugs out there.
Well, that's going to be... I mean, because it seems like a little green grass... Mm-hmm. When we get a little green grass, it's like early spring. The ticks are just
they're out there
off the charts.
with their legs, trying to grab you as you walk by.
Yes.
So. I remember I took one time, I was just went for a walk on the trace, and I was on the path. I didn't think, me and my little dog, and came home, and I picked 8 ticks off of her, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, do your tick check.
Sometimes go out to Anderson, which is just out north here, and in the spring, you have to just douse yourself with off, or else you will just be covered.
Covered, So you don't want those. And then, we don't have a lot of Lyme disease in our area, but it is something you definitely want to think about. So keep ahead of that.
What I need to be thinking about with my dog this time of year.
I was just petting a dog this morning, and his coat was kind of dry and kind of listless. And I thought, it's a good time to just go pet your dog and see what they feel like. It's this time of year, they shed out quite a bit of the under hair, and that's why they may feel extra dry.
Okay.
And that usually just means they just need a good bath and a good brush. And so if you don't want to do that at home, we do what we call desheds every day. And that means that we brush them in the tub, whether wet, and get rid of as much. And then we blow them out with the blower, and then we brush them again to try to get rid of that. And some like the Huskies, you always think about, they have a big shed, and so there's a ton. But even just regular dogs, they're going to shed out some of that winter coat now, and they're going to be bringing in a lighter summer coat. So if they don't feel nice and soft and glossy, and maybe even after a bath, if they still don't, maybe we need to talk about diet, and sometimes we need some supplements to kind of help that coat be better. But their coat should be soft and nice and feel like
You're probably a ways out with doing a de-shed at this point. I mean, you're probably filling up, I would guess.
The haircuts are probably further out than the de-sheds are, because my de-shed girl, she goes through a lot, and she's really good. And so they don't take quite as much time as a haircut, so she just can get a few more.
I'm just curious. How do you do that?
Do
you just, like a de-shed, do you have like a big, deep comb, or do you have a particular piece of equipment?
So we have kind of some pressure with the water.
Yeah.
And then we have rubbery brushes that we use in the tub. Sometimes if it's, they can't, some coats are thick and that's underneath those wire. I have a wire comb that's pretty like 2 inches, 3 inches long that gets underneath there. You want to make sure when you're brushing your dog, you're not just glossing over the surface, that you're getting clear down to that. Because that's where that undercoat is down close to the skin. So you want to have a long enough comb. And we have some of those for sale in our office. So if you're thinking, I want to do something at home, after they've had their bath to keep it nice, stop by, and the groomers will recommend after they get done with your dogs, which ones would be best if you ask and just say, well, what should I be using? And some of them, if their hair isn't very long, they don't need,
But some dogs, it's unbelievable.
And it's the down deep that you really need to get some attention if you're going to try, especially stay ahead of the mats and kind of keep that coat in good shape. So, So we can help with that.
You can help people with that.
We can help.
Spring break, too. Are you full? I mean, spring break is like, I think some schools this week, some next week.
Because it's kind of spread out, we don't get over full, but during the week we stay pretty busy, so anytime we're trying to make a longer stay, get your reservation in there. So but I think she hasn't told me we're just like can't have any more, but we do stay pretty busy, so
call and ask
to Heather or Jenna and get something on the books. So
check it out. Any of those things, Dr. Brady, you can help with
absolutely
pest control,
yeah,
de-shed, boarding, you do all the,
or if you just have questions, call them up and they can get me on the phone and we can talk about it.
Okay. Here's my random question for you.
Okay.
We talked about the screw worm that attacked cattle. Will that attack pets?
Yeah, it will.
I say attack. They just bite, right? I mean, they do what they do, but they really...
Yeah, it can. There are some flea products that are approved for use in screw rooms. So if that gets to be a problem in our area, we have some defense against
We're not
that.
There yet.
We're not there yet. Yeah. Yeah.
But the new world screw room. Hear reports...
Yeah, it's in the news, and it's down south, and we want it to stay. We don't want it to come up. And also, our colder weather is hard on the flies, which is good for us.
Yeah.
But it is definitely something that if you were traveling and taking your dog to South America, it's something. Talk to your vet, and they can recommend one of the topical flea products or one of the oral flea products that will keep. And protected against the screw worms as well. So it is something you want to be aware of if you were traveling with your pet. And I know some people do that.
Yeah.
They take them with them, especially if they're going for kind of an extended period of time or they have family down there or something. So
Healthy Tales Retreat, 712-246-2310. Call and talk or go. You have a Facebook page and a website.
We do. But we like people just to call and talk to us. We're still kind of the people. You'll get a real person on the phone unless they're – and if they're not – if they don't answer the phone, that means they're like
busy
just right away. Or, our policy is not to interrupt somebody that's standing in front of you to answer the phone. And so go ahead and say, this is so-and-so. Can you call me? And they will. Or they can see your number and they'll know who you call and what you're kind of needing. So.
It's so refreshing when you talk to a real person.
I know. I like real people.
It is refreshing to talk to a real person.
There isn't any push one for whatever. No. And, it's just us. So.
I like it. So let's talk about the mill.
Coming up, we've got the Preston Lawson on Saturday, March 21st, which is next, not this Saturday, another week away. He's from 10 to 3. He does the collectible card shows. And next Tuesday, I'm going to have the guys come talk to you. So they're going to come talk about the card show, and they're going to come talk about what's going on with the collectible card business. So they will be here next.
Will they bring a card with them?
I'll have them bring some cards. I'll have them bring some cards. You guys can talk it through. Yeah, that's, those some of the exhibits that they have. So this is $15 a table. Call Preston Lawson. Let's see his numbers here. 712-246-9388. Preston Lawson. He's the one in charge of this card show. And he really is just renting space at the mill to do this. And then the arcade will be open. So if you want to come play some of the retro arcade games, it'll be open when the card show's gone.
Okay, another random question. I apologize, Dr. Brady.
That's okay.
Preston Lawson is the organizer of this event.
Correct.
He's renting space for it.
Yes.
Are you open for that for other people?
Sure, absolutely.
If someone had an event of, similar to this, whatever they're into... Would you allow that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we talked to several people about doing that, or if they want to have some kind of like a make and take or something, then they don't have enough space. We've done that in the past with some of the flower people in the seasonal. So if you've got an idea and you have some certain kind of like the card show, something that you're really interested in, you want to get other people that are interested in that to have some, just let me know.
It's a great space for that.
Yeah, it's perfect. Because we have the tables and we have the chairs and we'll help you with the advertising. And it's a central location and so it's easy. And we just, take out your trash when you're done and it's pretty simple.
You make it easy, Dr.
We don't have too many animals. Of course, it's heated and air conditioned and all that kind of stuff. So we'd love to talk to you about that.
Saturday, March 21st from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can be an exhibitor.
Right.
Call Preston, 712-246-9388, or you can go enjoy.
Come and hang out.
Or do both.
And learn. Yeah. And I think a lot of the guys a lot of the people that have booths do a lot of swapping around and trade. You know what I mean? So they are not only are they exhibitors, but they're also buyers. So I think that's cool.
Yeah.
So they come and it's always interesting to hear what they collect. And why, and whether it's some of them collect baseball cards and some of them collect Pokemon cards and some of them collect some of the other cards that I don't know anything about. And
right.
So that's why I'm going to send the guys over next time and you're going to talk about
I'm looking forward to it.
So that'll be good.
Very cool. It's a popular, I told you last week about the most expensive card ever, $16 million.
That was crazy. That was crazy. I have to ask the guys to bone up on that.
Tell them to
bone up on that. So their $16 million card.
They have a $16
And I'll have them lay it out, and you have to pick which one is worth $16 million.
I couldn't do it.
See, that would be interesting.
I couldn't
if you could even, you can kind of guess which one is their biggest dollar card. So, especially in some of those, like the Pokemon stuff. You know, I would know nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't tell one a great card from a, oh, that's not worth anything.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so if you're into any of those, if it's baseball or basketball or Pokemon or whatever the case may be.
Or you just want to learn more about that. Mm-hmm. That's the fun thing about this group is they're passionate about it and they love to kind of share their passion. So they can tell you, like if you have a few cards and you say, well, I wonder if any of these are worth anything, they can show you how to look them up and they can talk about the grading, you know, that's important. And what kind of condition they're in. It's just like, I always think of it like a book, you know, like, you know, whether it's been, you know, used hard, like a school book, or if it's, you know, brand new, still with the dust cover on it. I always think the cards are kind of like that.
I have a book. You got me on this side note.
All right, cool.
That I've been reading. And I had it on the end table right by my chair, mm-hmm. my little stand. Will's dog was at our house.
Uh-oh. Did the dog eat the book?
He ate down. He didn't eat it. He just kind of ripped it up.
Just kind of
walked into
it. Oh, no.
And his stuff everywhere. Oh. Here's the deal, though. He liked almost literally to the page to where I was at. So now I'm reading this book that is half gone. But so if you ever want to reread that book, it's like, oh,
no, I can't. Yeah. Well, now you can dog ear it and mark it up and do all the things that I'm always reluctant to do with the good books. Oh, that's too bad.
That dog, that would not rank high on condition.
No.
So that's my point of that story.
Yes.
Yeah, that condition
would
be poor.
Yeah, on the condition of that.
It would be poor.
So I think if your baseball card has gotten eaten by your dog, it probably doesn't score as well as the one that you've kept nicely sealed up in the little plastic cases they have.
I was not happy with his puppy at the moment that happened.
Darn
but anyway, that's a whole different story.
He had a good time, though, I bet.
Yeah. So anyway.
They're so always so proud of them, so look what I did.
Mm-hmm. I had paper everywhere. Everybody.
Oh, no.
Terrible. There you go. Go and enjoy.
That's right.
So let's talk about Vision Shenandoah.
Absolutely.
Where are we at with that? What's going on with Vision?
Well, we are very pleased that we have our official letter from the Lakin Foundation that arrived last week. And
what does that mean?
So, I'll kind of go through that again. So remember that the Lakin Southwest Iowa Initiative works with 50 towns in the Southwest Iowa area, and each one of them has to put together a nonprofit advisor or a group that is, I'm going to call it the Lakin representative for their community, mm-hmm. and that's how the funds will be go back and forth between the Lakin Initiative and the community. And Vision Shenandoah was established almost a year ago. I was hired in April 2nd, a year ago. And so we have been working for a year to do all the things that needed to be done. Mm-hmm. So we had to form a nonprofit. We had to put together a board of directors. We had to put together some studies on what our community needed. We wanted to build some teams for us specifically to address what we kind of came out of the survey, different areas that we thought. And the Lakin's initiative was interested in developing, you know, they had some things they were very interested in, housing, mm-hmm. daycare, childcare, and then community enrichment. Those were things that we did. And we added a few others that were important to us in our community. Tourism and events, and we added a grants and fundraising to kind of help. And then we had the Lakins came to visit us in August, and then we went and presented to them in November.
Yeah.
And at the presentation, we presented things that we thought would be a good partnership between Vision Shenandoah and the Lakin Southwest Iowa Initiative. And so that it was everything from housing, which we've talked quite a bit about, but other things that and I want to go through all those again today, all the things that we've talked about in the last year. And so we have some really great projects that we're in the dreaming and formulating plan stage, which is very exciting. And
So when you got the letter, were you like high-fiving somebody?
Yes, like, we were like, yay! Because, you know, it was one of those, it's kind of like after you take a big test and you wonder how your score was, and you're like, oh, did I do as good as we thought we did on that? We worked really hard. I really hope we studied the right thing, you know, that kind of thing. And so when we got that, I was like, yes, they've agreed that we're on the right track. That our vision and their vision is in alignment. So that's what I thought that was. Cool. And so I thought it was like kind of a report card. So I was happy all the board is happy about that. And we'll meet this Friday and talk about kind of our next steps. They're working through they're changing some structure just a little bit. And we'll know more about that in kind of the end of the month. And we don't know exactly what that means, but they'll be telling us here. They said, you know, by the kind of the 1st of April. Yeah. And so we'll kind of look at that and see is that change anything we've been planning? We're still at the talking about projects more than doing Lakin projects, although we're getting started with some of our housing things. So that's exciting. So
what have you been doing?
So
let's talk about it, Dr. Ray. So what have you, I mean, this is great, right? But so what does that mean? What projects have you worked on?
Well, the biggest one, and I just listened to your coach.
Yeah,
and the,
Coach French.
And the runners talking about running indoor meets. And, you know, that is one of the big projects that is being developed behind the scenes is a field house recreation center. Kind of state-of-the-art.
It's a big project.
And that is a partnership between the medical center, the city, the school, and then the Lakin Foundation, we hope, and then some private investors to make that happen great for the area level. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So it's more than just, you know, something small. This would be a complete in. So you could have some of those indoor track meets right there in Shenandoah. And so we think that's going to be, the vision is that's going to be, and we all agree that, you know, that was when we did our survey, that was the thing that people really wanted in our community. You guys have the Y and you've had the Y for years. And of course, Clarinda has the nice lead center. Shenandoah just really hasn't had that. And so we're excited about that and how that's going to look. They're at the architect. So they've kind of got a site identified. They've got a vision. We went and toured some other facilities around and kind of came down to a want list. And now they're at the matching stuff to money. I mean, you know, what can you build for the money we're talking about? And so that's a huge plan, and I don't talk about...
That's a big project.
It's a big project and very exciting for our community. It's probably the most exciting thing. If you want to get people excited about something, talking about that project. And that's something that, like I said, we're going to figure out how does the Lakin funds work with that. We've got a couple ideas that we're going to pitch them when it gets a little closer and say, which one of these... You know, we know they've been involved in WISE... in other communities. So we know that's something they're passionate about. It certainly is going to be a space for the community of every age, from the littles to the seniors, you know. And so we're really focusing on making sure that's true, that it's not just a place for jock kids in high school. I mean, you know, that
it's for everybody.
That you really, you know, you've got programs for our seniors and, you know, good walking, good safe place to walk and, you know, those things that they really enjoy.
Do you have... And I realize that there's still a lot of planning, a lot of work, but is there any sort of thumbnail time frame that you're working with, meaning
5 years?
5 years.
5 years, yeah.
Open in 5 years, or construction starts in 5 years?
I'm hoping. So Matt Sells wants to get it done before his kids are out of school.
Yes.
So, you know, he's kind of on a mission. So I'm hoping.
CEO of SMC.
CEO of SMC. He's the brains behind the vision, you know, behind the vision, you know. And so I'm super excited because he is a man that makes things happen, you know, and we talked about this, you know, I like to be with people that not only dream a dream, somebody should do this, but step up and say, I can make this happen.
Right.
And he is doing a great job and we're super excited. Every time he talks about it, I just get excited about how that's, and
But again, a facility like this would not only benefit Shenandoah, but that would be a real draw for the whole area.
Oh, absolutely. Right, absolutely. So. And, you know, they were talking about going all the way to the Des Moines to do club running teams. Well, they could be going to Shenandoah. I mean, you know, just like people have come over here for tennis, you know, we've been doing that for years. So I'm super excited about it. So that's probably the biggest dream.
For sure the biggest dollar number, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So. And the biggest dream. I mean, the like changing lives kind of dream. And so I'm super excited about that plan. But there's some others that we've been talking about, and I don't know if I've talked about them much. We've talked about the therapeutic mental health facility.
Yep.
And what that is for kids that are currently being bused to Omaha or Glenwood or Council Bluffs for educational services because they do not fit into the traditional mold.
Right.
And they need specialized services. And that's Red Oak and Clarinda and Channel. Everybody buses kids. And so this would be a place where those kids could have a combination of education and therapy, mental health therapy, in a purposeful manner. So in other words, that they would have mental health facility on site to help the kids, to get them, hopefully get them early, started early at 3, and really get them into a position where they could be more mainstreamed. And
maybe closer to, like you say, starting in Shenandoah, but then basically every school in the area deals with, you know, this thing that's, like you say, specialized services. So,
and spend several thousands of dollars just hauling them, just
tens of thousands.
Yeah, like $100,000. Yeah, big money hauling them. And if you think about this little kid who doesn't deal maybe very well with the world anyway, and you stick them in a bus for an hour in the morning and an hour at night. And, you know, by the time they get there, I'm sure they're like me after I've driven back and forth, though, I'm ready for a nap, you know, and that's all they really get. So the fact that they could have something, you know, 15, 20 minutes away, and the parents could be more involved, and the kids wouldn't be very far from home. And if you did transport them, the bus ride would be much shorter. So that's exciting. So
you're working with the school, right? Dr. Nelson.
Dr. Nelson, that's her vision.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited. And then, you know, we've got a building that needs a new life, and I think that's a perfect life for that. So we're super excited about that. Of course, we had our tour of opportunities, which I'm still so impressed that we helped facilitate over $1 million worth of commercial buildings changing hands in less than 100 days. And so I think that is just such a big win for a small town, and we're excited about that. One of those things that just really didn't cost much money.
Just took a little bit of planning.
It took
some time and
just like lots of throwing things up on Facebook and talking to people and just getting the right people together. And that was all it really was. It was somebody who was interested in buying a building and somebody who was interested in selling their building. So that's good. We've got some more buildings out there that if you miss that opportunity and you still think, I want to buy a good building, get in touch with me. I've still got a good list of facilities that I can get you in touch with. You know, get a personal, either a visit with the real estate person or a personal visit with the owner, or help make a deal behind, you know, find out if you just want to, you know, just got questions and you're kind of timid about talking to them directly, talk to me. I can tell you. We can talk. I can tell you things.
You're not timid at all, are you?
I can share what I know. And then if that's, you know, then I can help set up a one-on-one if you want to do that. And I've done that with some people, and I love to help make deals happen.
Again, that's one of those things when you did it. I mean, that has to be like way more than you thought.
Oh yeah, I had no idea.
It's like exceeded your and continues.
Yes, and it's fun because there was already some movement going on. So now we've got all sorts of stuff going on downtown with these major, you know, these big old buildings, and we've got people that are passionate and love them, and I love that because I love big old buildings. And so they're restoring them and bringing them back to life. So the downtown Shenandoah is under construction, and I love that. I love that.
Continue with that. Downtown building grants. What are you talking about?
So we did that community catalyst program. Remember that? We offered that for the community. We had 30 people come to that, and we are excited that the Shenandoah's application has made it through the first round. So we're going to help kind of behind the scenes with a little putting people together, get some letters written in support of the project. Sometimes the city people are so busy doing their everyday jobs, sitting down and writing these grants and stuff is something that it takes time and it's not really in their bucket maybe. And so we're going to just do a little write behind the scenes and just trying to help, you know, just if they can tell me the words and then I can put it down and then they can proof it and say, oh, no, change this word and that word. And, you know, kind of like your ghostwriter kind of thing. So we're kind of working on that behind the scenes. And I'm excited that that's something we can help with, because then again, I think those we're looking for other funding opportunities outside of Lakin.
Yeah. Yeah.
For programs that are out there. And pairing, again, great buildings in this case with great programs to
making
make
those connections.
Yeah,
right?
Just trying to help facilitate. So that's good. And then we've been working kind of behind the scenes with some of our local daycares. We're hoping in the future when the Lakin funds are, the grant funds are available, that's something we're going to be able to help with. You know, we understand that daycare is a hard, it's a hard business. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to make it financially solvent.
Yes.
And heaven forbid if something breaks.
Uh-huh.
You know, so as we have this one small provider and she hasn't paid herself, and then the furnace breaks. I mean, you know, and so I'm excited when the Vision Shenandoah's portion of the lake and grant funding is available, that that's something then they could apply to help with those funds. So I'm excited about going forward.
That's such an important piece.
Oh, my gosh.
Daycare and childcare is so important. It's really important.
Yeah, and it's something that you just got to have strong daycare in your community. And so it's like, well, how is this going to look? And what's our role going to be? And be equitable. You know, we don't want to favor one or the other. We want to be able to be available. So if any of them have, whether they're a private or a bigger group, that we can help with that. Or help with maybe there's some training they have to pay for. Or maybe we can help bring it on site so they don't have to travel, or reimburse them for costs for that or something like that. So we're excited about working on that.
What about your partnerships with other groups?
So we have worked with, we're already working with the Historica Museum and the Everly Brothers House are trying to work a project together. So they had an architect down that's kind of doing some initial stuff to make the house as part of an extension out of the museum. And they've got a great plan, so I'm excited about that. The Veterans Museum we've worked with them in the past with some things, and we're looking forward to some things in the future of how to expand some of their, and or bring some special things in. So that's something I've been currently working on. The Career Advantage is the kids that are in high school, and it's a program that the high school, they get them in high school, they kind of help them get some on-the-job experience.
Yeah.
And then they get some free Iowa State Western College out of that program. So it's a great, and then they continue and kind of help set up some internships and some. It's something that Lakin's has been very involved with.
Career Advantage.
Advantage. Yes.
Okay.
And so this is something that Lakin's very passionate about, and we see, like, these are people that are going into things like nursing, and they're going into programs like construction trades and welding, or, you know, some of those programs that are very needed, electricians, HVAC, really needed in our communities to help kids recognize that they're interested in that, get them started on the job training so that when they get out done with their training, they've got a job. And so I'm super excited about that program.
Parks and Rec, what are you doing there?
So they have several plans, and they've talked about doing some new equipment at one of the parks and adding some of the facility, the restroom facilities and all that out of date. So,
and these are all things that you've worked on with Vision Shenandoah,
right? So we're at this point, we're helping them, I'm going to say helping them narrow down what their projects are and which ones they want to prioritize. Mm-hmm. That's what I think we've worked on the first. And then why? And then there are some good grants out there outside of the Lakin funds to help with some of these.
Because some of your projects fall outside of the parameter set by Lakin, right?
Well, what we want to do is use Lakin as kind of the springboard to reach out to all these other things. And so, for instance, if you were making a park a more handicapped accessible than it is currently, there's some funds out there for that.
Yeah.
So let's go out there and find those funds and say, okay, how much can we make this happen, whether it's through Lakin money or using some other funds? And so that's primarily what we've been working with them, is trying to figure out, okay, why are you doing this particular improvement? So I can go out and say, okay, I think that's a perfect. So maybe it's, we had unfortunately a death of one of our park residents when they were on that bike thing. So maybe we need a storm shelter on that park. And there's some funds out there through FEMA to do a storm shelter. So, you know, if we could we combine that with a bathroom or a concession stand so that you could make.
You want to maximize when you have that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Partner and maximize those dollars.
Yeah. And so the city has monies to put in there, but can we, you know, take that money and use that kind of, you know, like almost all of the grants, you've got to say, you know, this much comes from something else. And so that if we could get a matching to what the city's put in, we'd get twice as much for our goodie for our thing and make a better plan that really meets some needs in the community. So we're excited about working with them on that.
One of the big ones, Dr. Brady, housing, and you've put a lot of effort into this.
So this is, of course, my passion. This is it, right? People here need nice houses to live in. I don't care what your income is. You ought to have a nice, safe house that you're good to raise your family in. And so we've done several things. So we worked with the city, and we helped them see the need for a housing assessment, which we're super excited, has already been completing as part of the citywide strategic plan. So that's the housing portion has been done, and it saw pretty much what I thought it would see, which is we've got houses are older.
Yeah.
The older ones aren't always in very good shape, and there's some room for improvement there. And some of our neighborhoods have quite a few of those houses, and some neighborhoods don't. And so they have a nice map, and it really kind of shows you in black and white, or actually red, green, yellow, and and orange on what the condition of your house was. And you can see kind of clusters. And so I think that's really good for help us make further plans. We've already acquired, I'm going to use the word acquired, two rehab houses that we're starting to work on as soon as the funds are available through Lakin. So those are ready to go. So the day they say it's ready, we're like, we're diving in. And so we've got one that's already, solicited some bids for, and the other one, actually my team is cleaning out this week because it has some things.
Okay, so Dr. Brady, you're doing new homes. You've talked about infill homes. Talked about rehabbing homes. And affordable homes. I mean, you try to cover everything with this.
And then the highest end homes, what I'm going to call custom homes, mm-hmm. we're going to have a thing coming up in the spring here where we pair builders and people that want to build a new home. So our vision is having a tour of some of the recently constructed homes. And then, there's the guy who built it right here.
Right.
And so you can meet him and talk about, because, you know, I think, I'm going to say, finding the right builder is kind of as important as, like, picking the right lot. Because, you know, you've got to have the same vision. What he builds is got to be exactly what you want to have. So we're going to have a partnership kind of, a dating thing for people building houses, I'm going to call it. House dating.
There you go.
And so the idea would be you would tour the new home. You would say, wow, this is everything I wanted. And then you would look at some available lots around town. We have a lot of nice lots around town. And then meet some builders and talk about what their time frame is. Because, you know, it takes a while. So even if they say, a year and a half out, but it takes a while to get.
A lot of planning.
Yeah, you got to get the lot bought. Yeah. You've got to get the infrastructure put in if it's not already there. I mean, and you got to pick a floor plan. Heaven forbid if you had, if you start from scratch, you've got a ways to go. And so I think that's a way to make great custom homes happening. It's not going to cost. It's not going to be Lakin built houses. They're going to be people that have a dream. You know, they're ready to build their custom house, and they've, you know, been saving this for their life, or they've got a house to sell to invest in this. So we're excited about having a house dating.
We'll talk more about that.
And the house dating time arrives. Dating. I don't know if that's a thing. Sounds kind of scary. So anyway, that's one of our things that we've got. We're looking forward to doing this coming up here in the next few months.
Pretty excited. I mean, you've accomplished in a year, less than a year.
This is, almost a year. Yeah.
You have accomplished a lot.
So there's been things. And you know, of course, there's 101 things that we've talked about that we haven't quite gotten developed yet. So that are still on the back burner. And, you know, kind of once we know a little more about particularly the grant funding, you know, there's a lot of questions about what qualifies as remember how the Lakin has the funds that come into, in our case, the Shandor, in your case, the Red Oak, or wherever, Corinda account. And those funds can only be spent for things that can be repaid. Mm-hmm. And so, like, build a house, sell a house. But then once a year, there'll be 5% of that funds or whatever's in that account at that time. So if you've borrowed it or built
and,
something.
And then those individual communities will have some say-so over how that's operated, right?
Yeah. And so then the grant funding is the piece that does not have to be repaid. So those, you know, there's more latitude on what kind of things that, like, help for the daycares and things like that, that you're investing financial gifts into that program, but not expecting financial rewards. Right. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you're really building great childcare programs, which is really important. So.
Very good. Oh. Are you happy with where you're at? I mean, are you pleased? There's always more.
There's always more.
You always have another one coming, Dr. Brady, another project. I mean, but you've achieved a lot.
I'm satisfied with what we've accomplished in the last year, especially because I think Lakin has been satisfied with what we've done. And, we were kind of not on the schedule to be funded yet. And so I think we jumped the line a little bit on that. And they showed us what we're excited about this. And hopefully we're doing the things that they wanted us to do to help our communities grow and not just sitting back and waiting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have not taken that approach. We have not just...
You've been very aggressive.
Well, we like...
Yes.
And maybe we needed to... Maybe we had more gaps.
That's in a positive way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, maybe we had more gaps. Maybe there was more things that needed to be done to get us ready for this great opportunity. And so I'm excited that we've been working on that. So.
Very good. What's the rest of your day hold today?
I am going to write a year in the review.
Oh.
So that's my mission. Get ready for my board meeting. So I want to put this all down on, I can talk better than I can really, so I need to get it all done in a nice little place to put on the online or hand it out to people. So they can say, well, what did you do last year? So we can
sat around and twiddled your thumbs.
So I just twiddling.
That is so far from the truth, Dr. Brady. Very good. It's a pleasure to visit with you.
Always good to talk
Always
to you.
Always enjoy. And congratulations on the
official letter.
That is so cool.
Yes. Very good.
Thank you, Dr. Brady. Dr. Margaret Brady with me this morning, and it's a real pleasure to always get to visit with Dr. Brady.
KCSIFM, Villisca, Red Oak, and Shannon.